Earlier today, there was a press conference, mayor and the head of the Chicago Public Schools announcing that Chicago Public Schools will not return to in-class operations when they return to school right after Labor Day. As a matter of fact, in-class operations won't start until November at the earliest, first week of November at the earliest. Now, the Archdiocese of Chicago is going in class, start when they open up their schools. Now, why did they make the decision to do it that way? They've got the schools in the same city and in the same metropolitan area as the city. How can one do it and the other not do it? So we are finding out the answer to that question. Justin Lombardo is with us, and he is the chief learning officer of the Chicago Archdiocese. Justin, thank you very much for being with us.
Glad to be here, Brian.
I'm Ro, but that's all right. Brian's a producer. Justin, what do you guys know that the city of Chicago doesn't know?
Well, I don't think it's a matter of what we know that they don't know. I can tell you that when we started to develop our plan for reopening, we looked carefully at the guidance from the Center for Disease Control. We also reviewed input from the Chicago Department of Public Health on important mitigation strategies and how do you open safely if you're going to do this. In addition, we looked at guidance from the Illinois Department of Public Health, as well as consulting with two of our own experts, medical experts on our own task force, who are board-certified infectious diseases. And where we landed is the Chicago Department of Public Health recognized that our school system is different than the Chicago public school system. And once they recognize that, they are in support of our plan to open up with 5 days of in-person learning based on the plan and the fact that the two school systems are different. Now, if the guidance, public guidance, changes, of course, we'd be attentive to that and are ready and willing to make whatever accommodations or changes we need to make to be in compliance for the safety of our students and our teachers.
Well, when you say they're different, they're obviously different. It's two different systems. But is there something inherently different about them?
Well, I think to some degree there is. And you can look to the physical plan as the place to start. First of all, typically our schools are smaller and we have smaller class sizes, which allows us to look differently at social distancing and using rooms. Secondly, our schools are always part of a larger campus that incorporates parish buildings, which may include parish halls, church basements, which we can use as another way to find additional spaces to help keep our students and staff safe. And so on those levels, we're fundamentally a little bit different, and I think to some degree the cohort model that we settled on was slightly different than what the Chicago Public Schools did. And again, our size allows us to flex to that differently than the Chicago Public School System does.
And so the Archdiocese schools in the city and the suburbs, are you going to have full-day classes for the entire school every day? Are you going to stagger? Is there going to be an at-home learning component?
Those are really good questions. Our plan and our goal is 5 days a week in-person learning for our students. We will have an option for, and we believe we can do that safely. We will have an option for families with children who feel that for whatever reason they don't want their children in class. We do have the option for e-learning or distance learning for those students and families so we can continue to serve them within the Catholic school system and allowing them that choice. We picked the way we're going because it's in response fundamentally to feedback from our parents, who overwhelmingly told us that they wanted in-person classes to resume safely for themselves, for their children and their families. So although the electronic component will be there, the e-learning component will be there as a choice, our goal would be to maintain 5 days a week in school, in-person learning.
So how does that actually work? You know what? Can I put you on hold for just a second? Because I would like to get the answer to that. If a student decides that they want to do the the e-learning and the Archdiocese schools, what does that experience look like, and why? And let's give some information to parents about what that choice would look like for them. Hold on one second. We'll come right back. Justin Lombardo is with us. He is the chief, I like this, learning officer of the Chicago Archdiocese. No one would ever call me a learning officer. They'd call me actually the exact opposite. Mary Vandeveld's got the traffic and the weather. Justin Lombardo is with us. He's the chief learning officer for the Chicago Archdiocese. And the plan is, despite what the city did today, the plan is to do 5 days of in-school learning for the kids. And Justin, you are offering the opportunity for some families, if they wish, to choose the e-learning, they can do it. But what does that look like? What will that student experience?
Right, Ro. That's a good question. So one of the things, again, one of the things about the Catholic school system is that we try to be as responsive as we can to the local community, and in our cases, the local community, the most local community is the parish. So we've designed, working with feedback from the parishes and the parents within the schools, 2 to 3 different options for how the e-learning would work based on what that school needs, which includes how many of their students are choosing electronic options. Because part of the feedback we got, again, from parents was, if you do create an e-learning option, make it compatible and actually reflective of what we do on a local, on a parish level, so the kids are getting the experience, as much of it as we can, of what the local school is able to do, the curriculum, etc. So the way it would look like, one option is we will have a curriculum that's outlined pretty comprehensively for basic studies areas, math, reading, etc., and the local school would fill in religion classes and things like that. So that would be a pre-existing curriculum, and we're negotiating with a well-known national company who specializes in this. The second option would be...
Wait, I want to stop you for a second there.
Sure.
So the reading, writing, and arithmetic is going to be in this app form, essentially, where it's already prepackaged for them, and they just have to complete, they have to listen to the lectures and then play along with whatever it is. That's how it would be. And then you said that the religious part of the Catholic school education would be done by the local schools. And is that prepackaged as well, or do they do that live online somehow?
No, they would do that live. But this first option, when we say prepackaged, I should say it's an already defined curriculum, because the classes are not without interactions with a teacher. The teacher is very much a part of it, and the interaction with the students using the electronic or distance learning methodology is there. So it's not just the child going through exercises without a teacher being present. And what we're saying is, when it's time for the religion classes, and classes on their faith row, that would be done by a local teacher from that local school or from an area Catholic school. So we would take that back. Indeed, one of the parts of the negotiation is looking to say, can some of our teachers be employed as part of the system deployment of this already existing curriculum?
Okay. All right. I didn't want to get too far in the weeds here. I just want to understand for parents who may want to take that option, maybe worried that maybe have somebody in their house that they're worried about, to what that would look like. And when this all happened in the spring, did you guys go to that curriculum, the online curriculum?
We did online learning in the spring when we closed down, as everybody else did. And, admittedly, we had to draw on resources and talents of our teachers in a way we hadn't before, because there was not a lot of planning time for that. So the teachers were developing as they went. And the good news was that many of them did a really, really good job with it. Many also figured out ways that students that weren't able to do it because they didn't have literally the devices at home could their parents could pick up assignments that were written out for them, and et cetera, so to do that. So we experienced it. I mean, I think the important thing to point out about distanced or e-learning is it's not new. This is something that has been tried both in formal education circles and in corporate learning for more than 20 years now. So yeah. The concepts behind it are usable.
Yeah, what do we know about Justin Lombardo from the Archdiocese? What do we know about the athletics programs? You guys are going to be under the same schedule that IHSA, because you are IHSA-compliant schools, part of the same structure. You're going to be doing football in the spring. Basketball will start sometime in the fall, about the same time that it normally would, into the winter. And you're going to have the more socially distant, like whether it's golf or certain other sports, are going to be the fall sports. Same deal?
That's under study right now. I wouldn't say that we've determined it completely for all the schools, what they can accomplish and what they can't around it. Of course, we're looking for the highest level of safety for the kids, but the hope would be that the opportunities to participate will be there as they can be defined out.
But football hasn't started. They would start at this point had they were you going back in a normal time. But so you
right.
At least football, we know, because it's just so huge in the Catholic League here. That's going to be done in the spring. Is that official with you guys?
At this point, I know it's being put off from the fall, and I think the plan is hopefully to have it done in the spring. But, yeah, it's not going to be starting right now, clearly.
Understood. All right. And obviously every school, anybody who's got their kids in school, they're getting information from that school specifically or from your office at the Archdiocese, letting them know what their options are and they're making decisions. When do they have to make that decision by, or can they change in mid-form?
There are some deadlines, and I don't have them off the top of my head right now, for enrollment in any of the programs. We're trying to give parents as much lead time as we can so they can make decisions. We're giving them information about from centrally but also from the local schools on decision choices and how to make the choice that best suits their family. But I will tell you, I was talking this afternoon to one principal who said today her secretary or school secretary, because she was in with her staff arranging, you know, for the social distancing and changing the configuration of the classrooms, that they had 20-some calls today for people wondering about registering their students in the school. And we're assuming a lot of that is because of other school districts making decisions about distance learning that we're not at this point. So, you know, we're finding our parents are already making the choices and enrolling their students quickly in the options we're giving them.
And you said it was overwhelming in terms of the response from the parents in the Archdiocese schools that they want their kids to come back in.
Yeah, the last survey that was taken and the information we got from the principals was that is clearly the primary choice for the largest number of our parents. That when possible, as long as it can be done safely, they would prefer it. I mean, and it's consistent with, I think it was, Roe, in June, the American Academy of Pediatrics came out and said any planning for schools reopening in the fall. And this was universally, not just private schools, should start with the premise that the best option is to have the children, or the goal should be to have the children in the classroom, because they developed emotionally, intellectually, and spiritually better in person learning environment. And so there's a lot of expertise out there saying that that is the best option for kids.
All right. Well, we'll see. It's every day is new.
Every day is new.
All right. Justin, thank you very much. Justin Lombardo from the Archdiocese. He's the head of education there.